From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. The quality of education at East End Primary School continues to improve. As Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports, the school's most recent assessment by the Office of Education Standards has upgraded their rating to satisfactory.
Earlier this year, inspectors at the Office of Education Standards returned to East End Primary. This would be their fourth visit since the school netted an unsatisfactory rating in March 2015. The director of the Office of Education Standards, Peter Carpenter, tells Radio Cayman the overall evaluation report for East End Primary has been upgraded to satisfactory because the school still had a few significant weaknesses. That being said, the school had improved several key aspects, particularly in the last 18 months since the March 2015 report. These key aspects include student behavior, the breadth and balance of the curriculum, and the standards of teaching. Attainment has also improved over the last 3 years, but remained, quote, weak in 2019. The school was graded good in terms of self-evaluation and improvement planning, deployment, and the use of resources for learning. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full report on Radio Cayman's Facebook page. This past Saturday, February 8th, was the 226th anniversary of the wreck of the Ten Sails. For Dr. Peggy Lashiker-Denton, director of the Cayman Islands National Museum, the anniversary of the event felt like perfect timing for the museum's speaker series to focus on the infamous site.
We're going to explore the oral history, the folklore of the wreck of the Ten Sail. We're going to look a little bit about archival materials when the research was being done. I traveled to Jamaica and visited the archives there, as well as several archives in the United Kingdom. Also corresponded with French archives. And then there's archaeological remains of the ship still in the sea.
The infamous shipwreck site gets its name due to the 10 sunken ships it consists of. Dr. Lashiker-Denton feels the wreck is significant in Cayman's history and should continue to be shared and learned in Cayman's community.
The French Revolutionary Wars are going on. There's all sorts of things going on in the Caribbean that are related to the revolution. And this wreck happens right at that time in history, and it happens on our shores, and we still have remains of these shipwrecks in the sea and all the richness of the stories. So it's just been part of the fabric of the island, and so anything that we can do to bring it forward in, you know, to different audiences, in different formats.
The speaker series takes place on February 18th, 6 p.m. at the Cayman Islands National Museum. That is your latest local news. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it for me. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with Julie Kendler. Pope Francis has ruled that married men can't become Roman Catholic priests in the Amazon, despite a shortage of clergymen there. His decision, backed by church conservatives, comes after a special vote by a bishop's synod in favour of allowing clerics to marry. President Erdogan has threatened to attack Syrian forces anywhere in the country if they continue to shell Turkish troops. Damascus says Mr. Erdogan is disconnected from reality. The oil giant BP's new boss says it'll become a net zero carbon emitter by 2050. Bernard Looney said the world's carbon budget was running out fast and trillions were needed for clean energy. NATO's chief says the alliance should provide more support to Iraq to make sure IS never makes a comeback. Jens Stoltenberg said the brutality and horrendous violence of IS was a huge problem for the Iraqi people. China's top officials have pledged to use corporate tax breaks and state investments to alleviate pressure on the Chinese economy. Having been buffeted by the trade war with the US, it's now suffering from the coronavirus outbreak. A cruise ship which had been turned away from five Asian ports has finally been given permission to dock in Cambodia. The leader of Italy's far-right League Party, Matteo Salvini, has been defending his actions in the Italian Senate ahead of a final vote on whether he should face trial for preventing a boatload of migrants from disembarking while Interior Minister. In a fiery speech, Mr. Salvini said he was defending his country and that he was ready to face trial. BBC News.